Mexican factory workers are fighting for higher wages and better treatment. These are the workers who assemble flat-screen TVs. They wire our cars and make the fuses that power entire cities. KJZZ's Monica Ortiz Uribe reports they're up against industry giants that fuel more than $500 billion in trade between the U.S. and Mexico.
Miriam Delgado was one of 700 workers who make printer cartridges in Ciudad Juarez for the American-owned printer and software company Lexmark. She's the main reason foreign companies choose to set up factories, also known as maquiladoras, in places like Mexico. Workers like her will work for cheap, as little as $7 a day. After 5 years working a 9-hour shift on an assembly line, Delgado began pressing for a raise. Then, last week, she was fired. Now, Delgado is among some 70 workers who've set up a protest camp outside Lexmark, located just 10 miles south of the Texas border. They also claim they were fired soon after demanding higher pay. They say they're tired of struggling to provide for their families on a salary that, according to government figures, puts them below the poverty line. By the end of my pay period, Delgado says, I'm skipping meals so that my kids can eat. Poor wages aren't the only issue. Lexmark workers claim they endure sexual harassment by their superiors and are given inadequate safety gear. They're not alone. Some 300 workers from at least three other Juarez factories are protesting similar conditions and have petitioned the state to authorize their effort to unionize.
It's not just a fight between workers and some maquiladoras. It's a matter of the life that everybody deserves to live.
Elizabeth Flores is a local labor attorney. She says worker discontent has been building for some time. After years of economic recession and a period of heavy drug violence, Juarez is finally recovering. Today, there are more factory jobs than people available to fill them. As industry grows in Mexico's interior, fewer people are migrating to northern states in search of work. All this has empowered Juarez workers to speak out.
And if you talk to labor leaders and people at maquilas, they're very worried as to where the future labor force is going to come from.
Jerry Pacheco is president of the Border Industrial Association in southern New Mexico. He recently wrote an editorial about the need to raise factory wages in Juarez as a way to attract workers. He also defends the maquiladora industry, which has been a key economic driver in this region for the past 50 years.
It's not just the wage that they pay. A lot of these employees are getting two or three meals a day. They have sports activities. The maquila will sponsor a soccer team, for example.
Still, multinational companies wield a lot of political influence, thanks in part to the millions of jobs they create on both sides of the border. And Mexican politicians have historically resisted the creation of independent unions. One of the selling points about locating in Juarez, as listed on the website of a business consulting firm in El Paso, is a, quote, cooperative, predominantly non-union workforce.
Any sort of objective assessment would tell you that labor rights aren't perfectly upheld in Mexico.
Chris Wilson is with the Mexico Institute, a think tank in Washington, D.C. Wilson says it's in the company's best interest to build better relationships with workers. To stay competitive, he says, companies would likely absorb the cost of a worker wage increase rather than raising the price of the products we buy.
Ultimately, the workers and the companies have a similar set of interests in that they both need the company to be successful.
A spokesman for Lexmark wouldn't comment on worker allegations in Juarez, saying instead that the company was committed to open and honest conversation with its employees. For NPR News, I'm Monica Ortiz Uribe in Ciudad Juarez.